Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, I know you and I are huge fans of Josh Tomlin, but we're part of a majority because there isn't anybody in this clubhouse that isn't a huge fan. And how about that performance last night?
You know, Hammy, before we even talk about that, there's a reason people are big fans of Josh, and it's because of the way he does things. And it's not just when he's going good, because this kid's been handed a lot to him, you know, a lot of challenges the last 3 or 4 years. And the way he does everything, that's why people are fans. It just doesn't happen. I mean, this kid's not blessed with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. But the type of person he is, the type of competitor he is, the type of teammate he is, that's why you're saying, and I'm saying, and it's not just us. Like you said, it's the majority because of the way he carries himself. He pitched last night. I mean, he gave up a first guy, got a base hit, and then he settled in, used all his pitches. Once we got a lead, you could see where he'd throw his fastball down the way. It's like, here, hit it. You know, and if you can hit it out to center, good. You know, wind was blowing a little bit, and it's such a big ballpark, but he really pitched great.
Well, we live in a society. It's not just sports. It's a society now that it's the me society, and whatnot, and yet he seems to be a throwback, not only from the way he competes, but, Terry, I bet if you asked him to hit fungos, he would do whatever you wanted, wouldn't he?
I don't disagree with that. He's a pretty special guy, and there's a place for guys like that on your team. You know, where going forward, you know, can he start? Can he log 240 innings? I'm not sure we really know. I wouldn't want to say no. I don't think that's fair to him. But there's a place for a guy that can get people out and do it the way he does it and handle himself and carry himself the way he does, because I think he makes people around him better.
I was going to ask that, Terry. Do guys like that have an impact in your clubhouse? Is that part of what you are talking about with the front office when you're talking about putting a team together?
Yes, and the more impact guys like Josh have, the better. You know, again, he's not going to force himself on anybody, but I think by example, it certainly is a leader. But if guys take the time, he's also has very good things to say. And there's a reason. You look up and you see Brantley and Kluber and all those guys that look up to him because of the way he carries himself.
Well, that was a nice one, to come here and beat up Detroit for a change. And, yeah, they're scuffling and whatnot, but who cares? I mean, you look at that lineup, Tito, and you never really rest easy.
I agree. And I know things haven't gone their way. But when you write in Cabrera and Victor and, you know, J.D. Martinez, and makes you nervous. And they've had their way with us. You know, over the last 3 years, they're probably the one team that has really given us fits. And it's the same this year. And we're going to have to change that. And, again, last night was one game. But, like you said, it's a heck of a lot better beating them than getting beat up by them.
Terry, besides the fact you're not out of this until you're mathematically out of it, but why is it so important for you to keep winning, to keep grinding away here even in the month of September?
Well, I think, you know, when, and we've talked about it before, but when we made the trades at the trade deadline, Chris and I sat down, and certainly we had talked about it before that, but it was very important to us that, okay, we've played ourselves into a position we didn't want to be in, but where we go forward was so important, because regardless of where we end up this year, you know, the guys that fight through it, and there's a lot of frustrations, I'm convinced, and we're convinced, that those are the guys you win with the next year. And now who knows where it takes us this year. Nobody's given up on anything. But, and you've seen like Gomes and Brantley and Kipnis fight through all this stuff and be very good leaders, and that is going to help us a ton going forward.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and Tigers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.